y'all. This is Tsunami Exclusive Interviews, and today we got two guests with us, a duo interview. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
What up, man? I'm Syed. I'm a producer, artist, just an artist in general.
What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is PRDSIAH, Syed. But yeah, PRD, Syed.
I'm Anthony, A Money Slap, Slim Poppy, if you got me on Steam. I don't even know what my Instagram handle is. I think it's Anthony with two Z's and three R's.
So, let's talk about y'all. What do y'all do? What's your main creative avenue?
I like making beats, just screwing around, geeking out with all the controls. Actually, I'm more into mixing than it is producing, but yeah, I got a couple songs that came out with my beats, and yeah, he rapped up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an artist, but I rap, sing, write all my songs, produce. I really love the producing aspect of it, of the music part, because you know I feel like that's the part that gets paid attention to the most when it comes to the music, you know. So I really fell in love with producing, and then I got into writing my songs again. And now we both host a producer event. You know what I'm saying?
Slapping or lacking.
You know what I'm saying? Slapping or lacking.
Tell us about Slapping or Lacking.
Yeah, man. So really, it started off because I was sitting there on my notebook, like trying to, because like I said, I'm an artist, so I make my songs and stuff, write my beats, or not write, make my beats. But I was trying to think of a way I could fund for like a music video I had, because I have so many creative ideas, you know. So I'd just be sitting there like jotting down stuff on my notebook, and then I was trying to figure out a way to, like, I could raise money to get this huge music video idea out. And then I think I jotted down like events, some donation things. But then for the event part, I thought of like, what kind of event could I throw? I could throw like a, I don't know, some kind of like barbecue thing, or like, you know, something. And then I thought of the producer battle. And then I was like sitting there, okay, that'd be tight. But then I sat there and thought about it again, and I was like, dude, like that could be something sick, you know what I'm saying? Like it could be something that like could take off. It would be something good for the community too, you know? Not only did it just help me like raise money for myself and my career, but like it would help like something for the community. Because you don't see a whole lot of that kind of stuff, or like you don't see like events putting shine on the producers.
Mm-hmm. Producers get left in the shadows sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's usually about the artist who's rapping, who's on the beat, so. And I think the beat is what makes the song anyway, so.
That's what you hear first, you know? That's what gets your head bobbing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I hit him up about it. Because, you know, Anthony, you know, we know each other since high school, you know, way back, you know? So, and, you know, we're both into music, so like, and he takes music just as seriously as me. So I hit him up about it and was like, hey, I just thought of this idea. And I explained it to him, and then I talked about him co-hosting with me, and then we started both getting excited on the phone, like, wait, hold on, nigga, this shit could be crazy, you know? So, but, yeah, and then it just turned up. We started, how long was the build-up time? Like,
built it up in like 3-4 months,
yeah.
Build-up, yeah.
And then, fast forward, last month, we hosted our first one on April 28th at City Sound Soundbite Studios. Right here, you know what I'm saying, the merch. And that went really well. We had like it seemed like 20 people came, pulled up, maybe 15, 20 people. We had a food truck, shout out Champs Chicken, shout out Charles and Yvonne, pulling up. And then, yeah, shout out Josh, Rob, and Dame, helping us get it all together, letting us use the space. But yeah, the people liked it, and the producer that pulled up, when they were slapping. You remember all the beats.
It was crazy. It was all fire. It was going crazy.
And they was
the studio up.
They was fucking with my energy too. I didn't know what to expect, dude, because I've never hosted an event. And when I was just sitting there, like he was telling me, like when he seen all the people came, he got a little nervous. But then,
I for sure did.
And then he told me that I kept the energy up, and I was like, I felt it gave me a little confidence boost. But yeah, during the halftime, I think they were all networking and stuff, being Instagrams.
Mm-hmm.
That was tight, you know. That's exactly what we made it for, you know. We made like a whole mission statement on it, like when we presented the idea to the event organizers at City Sound.
For sure.
And we wanted that to be a goal, like networking, you know, and they were doing exactly that at the event. And then,
it was crazy.
It was crazy, man. And then the end result ended up, it was a $300 grand prize for the winner of the battles. You know, they're one-on-one battles, but then at the end, it was Manolo and Adrian. Right, Adrian got slaps. I think that was his producer name.
And they decided to split it.
They decided to split the 300 pot. You know, that was cool. You know, like I was expecting that, but you know, like I thought it looked good on the event. You know, for a first one. You know, showing that sportsmanship. You know, because at the end of the day, even though it's a battle, I still wanted it to be like a place where you get to showcase art, network with other producers and artists. You know, yeah. But no, I didn't mean to yell.
Nah, you're good. That's what we're here for. So that was really good. Y'all had a really good turnout for your first event, and you set goals and you accomplished it, you know?
Yeah, man.
What are some goals for your next go around?
For the next one? So, yeah, because I think our next goal is just to...
I say we need a higher turnout for sure. We want more people to come out. Should we let them... We want to be inclusive, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So last time we did NorCal Beats, we're going to do a different genre for the next one. But it's a lot more in store. I don't know if we should let them know, you know, 100% what we're going to do next. But definitely a higher turnout, more participation, some more guests out here.
Definitely with a lot more people. And I want, like he was saying, like, because in Sacramento, man, you know, a lot of the producers, they on that... that hyphy West Coast ignorant shit, you know, that EBK shit, that Stockton sound, you know. So me as an artist, you know, because I'm very passionate about the music, he is too, and like I want, that's like the big word I place on like the whole event, passion, you know. And I want the artists to come and showcase the art and show that they love to do it. And in regards to that, like I want to bring a whole another community of different producers out for Sacramento, because I know damn well there ain't just no like West Coast producers out here, and I've seen them. You know, you got the producers that make the East Coast sound, like that real hip hoppy, you know, sound. You probably got some like some fucking Pop Smoke beats out here. Sliding 808s and shit. You got trap artists out here that make trap beats. Maybe some rock like alternative rock beats. There's just a whole bunch of techno beats. Like, that'd be sick too. Like, you know, bringing some like electronic house beats into this shit, that shit would be sick. Like, I want to bring like just different producers, like that have different genres, not just the NorCal.
Y'all should link up with Flip a Beat Club.
I've heard of them. My cousin actually whole
group of pure producers, you know?
What they do, like, so they just go there, because I've never seen it.
So they have different events where they go off and they show their, literally just showcase their beats and stuff like that. And
they just show
their beats? You plug in and you showcase, and they kind of like live mix.
Also. Oh, they do the effects on that. I think they were doing what that one dude did. Remember that one dude?
He came in. He went crazy though.
We had one nigga that came in. He brought like a little soundboard thing. I don't know what it was.
Oh, like, that's what it is. It'd be like a little soundboard thing.
Yeah, and then he was playing his beat, but then doing it. Effect. Like, it sounded like some filter delay echoes on it.
Yeah, that's what they'd be doing.
That's what they do? Okay.
Yeah. They all be doing that.
Overall, we just want to bring in everybody. Whether you make R&B music, you make trap music, NorCal, whatever it is. We just want the whole community to come out and participate. Nobody.
Sure. How would you first get into producing?
You want to go first? You've been producing longer.
Yeah, elementary school, I was listening to music. I was like, I could do this. And I got a machine on my iPad, and I had a bookshelf speaker, just one speaker, and I was making beats with my iPad. I was like this close to the speaker, like tapping buttons and making it happen. So graduated from that, and I started really trying to make beats at the end of high school. Made a couple of songs with my friends and a couple of referrals. And from there, that's it. Yeah, I've been making beats ever since.
You got a song with Lord too, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when you got that placement, I was like, that could probably be, that was sick. You know Lord, right?
Yeah, I was singing at school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The singer?
Was there another one you got?
I got three songs with him. with Tutu, songs with him, and Drake. So yeah, I got a couple songs out there. Yeah, no recent, but yeah.
Shit. For me, I mean, shit. I didn't start. I've only been doing music seriously for like since 2023. So that's what, like 2 years. It's about to be 2 years. Upcoming this summer. I've always been into music though. You know, like music has been like my therapy ever since I was like young. You know, like I grew up just being a creative and an artist. Like, cause both my parents, they were rappers in the Bay Area. That's how they met through music. My pops was a rapper in Oakland, and my mom was a rapper as well, a singer. She was my mom was probably the biggest of them two. She was actually, she always said that if she never had me, that she probably would have blown up more. But she doesn't regret having me. Anyway, back to my shit. So I actually started writing songs first. When it came to the music, and then I started just using YouTube beats. Like I really liked Kanye West. Is like, he's like one of my biggest inspirations.
Kanye type beats.
You know, yeah. So I was looking at Kanye type beats. I even got one beat from him. I think I made a song. You remember that song?
I mean, I've sent you a whole bunch of beats.
Yeah, there was one specific one, but yeah, I started writing songs. But then I just got so tired of like using YouTube beats, dog. You know, the Kanye West beats like were cool, but then like I wanted to sound like a certain sound that like. And I just wanted to be able to create my own sound. Like, you know, I didn't want to, like, just consume shit from different producers. I knew I could make something. Like, I always think, like, if someone could do this, I know I could do it. Mm-hmm. So then I got into FL, started making my beats. Then I fell in love with producing like a motherfucker. And ever since then, I just kept grinding night after night. I have so many, like, sleepless nights just producing all night, working. And just, I love it, too. The passion was there, dude, like, for the music. And I didn't discover the passion for making music until like I was just like this old now. I wish I discovered it back then, but you know, yeah. Now I'm here. It's now and then I got back into writing my songs because I was just on my producer shit for a while. But then I realized I didn't want to just be a producer. I wanted to make the songs too, you know. So I'd be writing, composing, producing, arranging all my songs by myself. So
how does Kanye influence you as a producer or creative?
For me, so like that documentary of his. I don't know if you watched it, the Genius on Netflix.
Oh, I gotta check it out.
It's like three episodes. They're all like an hour long, but
it come out recently.
Excuse me. I think like 2022 probably. Mm-hmm. I think or 23. But yeah, that's on Netflix. Should check it out if you haven't. But that really sparked. I mean, I've loved Kanye ever since I was young because mm-hmm. my stepdad would play. The Graduation album is my favorite album by him. So he played that every day, every morning, driving me to school. I know that whole album, like, top to bottom, you know. So, like, his sound just really, like, influenced me to create that kind of sound that he does himself, mm-hmm. too. But, like, that documentary sparked the like, just the fire in me to, like, start creating. Mm-hmm. After I watched that documentary, I was like, because in that documentary, if you watched it, if y'all seen that, y'all remember how much hunger he had in that shit? Like, he was sitting there like, man, ain't no way I can lose. If I just do this, there's no way I can lose. Y'all know how Kanye is. That nigga crazy, you know? So he was talking all this shit, and then he made his way into the industry. Even like, no, he there was one scene where he was showing his famous song, All Falls Down. He went to Rockefeller Records, the record label, and he was playing the song for him, and they wasn't taking him serious because they just know he was a producer. But they as rapping though, like they didn't take him serious as a rapper. But he just kept saying, "Fuck that! I'm gonna just force them to see me." And he made his way into that, and then you know that hunger really motivated me and inspired me. I really look up to Kanye's like dedication to loving himself and believing in himself. That's one thing you can't take away from Kanye. Believing in himself. So that's how he inspires me, just believing in myself.
So what about you? Does Kanye inspire you? I don't
Kanye slap. I say
or if he doesn't, who does inspire you?
When I first started making music, it was kind of like SoundCloud.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Type music, so it was like D Savage and Playboi Carti, Thousand and Ben Fonny, all those type of beats, and then I kind of went into
kind of like Atlanta style, like
Atlanta style type music, and then I started moving towards still Atlanta, you know, doing like future type beats and Metro Boomin things like that, and then I got to the Sacramento type sound. So yeah, but initially, what really got me starting to make music was like Thousand Bell Fonny and Playboi Carti and all them. Yeah, those were my biggest.
You ever thought about rapping?
That broke boy. Broke boy, broke boy. Yeah, that was what's up.
For sure. What's the first thing that you do when you're starting a new beat or a project?
First thing I do?
I just hop on the beat, to be honest. Yeah, like, if I'm feeling inspired, I'll just, like, if I'm hearing the melody first, I'll go towards the melody. If I'm hearing the bass line or the drums first, I'll go for the drums. If I'm not feeling nothing, then I'll just start fucking around, to be honest. Yeah, until something works, until I start hearing something, or until I get inspired. Yeah.
I usually just sit there really ain't nothing deep to it, honestly. I just sit, I pull my chair out, open my laptop. Okay, one thing I will say that's, I guess, kind of deep is that I like, think about how I'm feeling, like, at the moment. When I open my laptop, and then I'll just think about, like, what emotion I got feeling or what I'm thinking about at the moment, and then I let that, like, guide me with how I make the beat. But in terms of just making a beat, I just push buttons until something sounds good for real. Like, on my keyboard right here, man, it's my baby. You know, this, what is this, FL Key 49? That thing, ever since I got that, you know, that, because I started off with, I didn't start with the keyboard when I started making beats. I was just on the laptop, pressing the letters on the keyboard, you know, so, but then I got the keyboard. That helped me really, like, get more creative with my sound. But yeah, I don't know how to play piano. I'm not fluent with any instruments. I just press buttons until it sounds good. Type.
Do you have any background in music theory, or did you just kind of start messing around?
I took a class in college, a music theory class in college, but, I mean, it low-key did help, I'm not gonna lie, because I know how to do, what they call those, when you go through the notes?
Triads, you're talking about, like?
Triads, or like when you go through it, like a scale, like I know how to do scales a little bit. That definitely kind of helped me, like, know, like, what keys to press when I'm, like, trying to stay in key or something.
Like chords, melodies.
Yeah, you know, it helped me, like, make chord progressions better. Mm-hmm. So it did help a little bit. But, like, I don't remember, like, deeply, like I don't know. Like, some of us know that music theory shit, like, the back of their hand. I don't know.
I think it definitely helps. But, yeah, I think also when you try to follow exactly whatever the theory is or whatever the science of it is, it kind of takes away the creativity.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bruh, yes. Yeah. Like, okay. So.
You feel
hold on. Because motherfuckers always, like, talk about, oh, you need to do it like this, or it should be like this, all this, woo-woo, when you're making music. There ain't no rules when you're making shit. Any kind of creativity, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no.
Because what I learned, I feel like there's, like, rules to learn how to do it, but then when you become good, it's learning how to break those rules.
Exactly, yeah. Bro. Like, what you're doing right now, like I was telling you, like, just a simple set like this, just, like, what you're doing is creating, you know, you're creating content, creating a space for other artists or just anybody in the industry. You know, like there's no rules on how you need to have this kind of building or this kind of table. There ain't no rules to that. But my motto when it comes to music or just creating in general, instead of thinking of what it should sound like, think about what it could sound like. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. That's free game, bro. I don't usually tell a lot of people that, but now all y'all, the whole world gonna know. But instead of what it should sound like, think about what it could sound like. And I bet you your music will change after that. Once I went by that, like I was just like, my creativity just went everywhere.
What are some local artists that you remember collabing with or you're looking forward to collabing with?
How about collab? You got people you collab with. You gotta think.
That I'm trying to work with right now. Man, I was really trying to work with Slobby. I really was.
Man, dude.
Yeah.
I got hella Slobby beats in
my life. You know what I'm saying? I got way too many.
When that boy passed, I remember everything I was doing that day when he passed. I was in LA, I think, at Universal Studios, and I seen the news, and I was like,
yeah, but I don't have any projects right now, people that I'm trying to work with. If Laura's trying to make some new music, I'm happy to make some more music with you, but I don't really have any, like, target artists that I'm trying to work with right now that I can think of off the top of my head.
I'm a stingy ass.
You be making your own beats.
I'm a stingy ass motherfucker.
Yeah, like, selling them. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I haven't gotten to that, like, that stage yet where I want to like give out my beats because I'm so passionate about the art that I make, because it really is an art for me. Like this is like some people just do this shit for the bag. They're like, oh, I'm a producer and I make beats, do drum patterns, make simple melodies and give it to the producer. And yeah, they'll get the placements, but like, are you really doing it for the art, bro? Like I do it for the art. So like every time I make a beat, I'd be like, I can't just give this to nobody. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I make something so good and like I know what like the time and like the, I don't know, just the effort I put into it, I can't just give it to nobody. And then like I also think about like, you know, because the only reason I started producing was because like I said, you know, I was using YouTube beats. I didn't want to use that. I wanted to make my own sound. So the only reason I started making beats was so I could rap them. And then I just ended up falling in love with producing. And then you took me to City Sound for the Freestyle Friday. And then I played my beats for the first time in front of people, and they was all fucking with it. Like, that's how I knew, like, okay, I am kind of good at this shit. And, like, they, like people were asking me, like, how long have you been producing? Like, and I think at the time, when you took me there, they were like, or at the time, I've only been producing, like, for, like, 6 months.
Yeah, it hadn't been long.
It wasn't even, like, a year. Like, it was maybe, like, 6-7 months or something. 6-7. I don't know.
Yeah, it hadn't been long at all.
But yeah, I told them I've only been producing for like 6 months. They thought I've been producing for years. I was like, nah, bro, like, cause it's just the way I made this shit. But anyway, I kind of lost track. But I forgot.
He don't be selling beats. He
right here. That's
beats. They not for sale. Exclusive.
It's not even that. I think with all my West Coast NorCal hyphy beats, cause I don't really be rapping on those. There's some that I think are hella hard. I do want to make it, like, you know, because I want to make my stamp on, like, where I come from. You know, I do come from Sacramento and the West Coast, so I want to rap on some kind of West Coast beats a little bit, but in my own way. Because the way I make my West Coast beats, they're different as hell. But I think the West Coast ones I would be willing to sell. But I haven't really gotten my knowledge right with, like, how to sell them. Or, I mean, he knows. Like, I know there's beat stars and stuff, but I know there's a whole bunch of, like, paperwork and stuff to, like, go behind.
Like, how to protect your stuff.
Yeah, you know, like, I feel like I just don't want to get messed up or fucked over and shit. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm stingy with my beats. I'd be like, oh, that sounds too good. I'm keeping that. I'd be showing people my beats. They'd be like, hey, let me get that. I'd be like, I can't do that, bro. I
can't do it.
What's the biggest obstacle you faced as a producer?
Oh, what?
What's the biggest obstacle you faced as a producer? Like, socially or creatively?
For me, it's time, because I work a lot with my job, so trying to, like, make time for it. And,
facts. We both work full-time.
Yeah.
I work two jobs. Man, it'd be hard to find the time and energy to just like sit down at the desk. Yeah, I definitely say work is one, just finding the time. For me, there was one time that, because hopefully Sax, they don't see this, but I still got their laptop, because the laptop I make my beats on and all my music is a borrowed loan laptop from Sac State when I was going to Sac State. I dropped out of college though. But I've kept the laptop ever since. Like, I think I dropped out, 2023, fall?
You might have to bleep that part out where the laptop came from, for real.
But like, nice. And they haven't hit me up about the laptop since. So like, I'm like, and all my music is on there. So I'm like, I don't want to like, I can't give this up, right? I have too much music on here now.
You better back it up.
Yeah, dude, I gotta do that. I haven't, but yeah, so. But oh, there was this one time, so in terms of obstacle I faced, there was a time that the whole computer just wiped clean. I thought like Sac State like reset the whole computer, because I know they can control the computer, I think, from their building, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so all my music was gone. All the progress and stuff, all my beats were gone. I was like, I was sick, bro, I ain't gonna lie.
My stomach would be turning, bro.
Yeah, I was, bro, I woke up, I was sick, dude, I didn't know what to do. But then it turned out it was just a glitch, and then it all came back. But that was an obstacle for me, because I couldn't, like, progress and, like, make more beats and stuff. I'm just getting better. But, yeah, time to work, though, now, especially nowadays, because I work two jobs, and I be working late nights. I try to find time, like, before I go to work. But on my off days, I'll be grinding like a motherfucker.
My FL be crashing too. That's annoying. Like, you, man, you be making a beat, bro, and you get in a nice flow, and then all of a sudden, that's mad annoying.
I take the crashing as a sign sometimes, because I be like, man, maybe the beat was trash.
Like, maybe I need to restart. Nah, yeah, bro, it be slapping. It really be slapping, and then it be like.
But it could still be a sign though. It could be like. But no, the worst is when you don't save it and it crashes.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about. You be like an hour in.
I've been pressing Control S ever since that. Like, there was one beat I really liked.
To be done, crashed. Yeah.
What do you want your legacy to be as a producer?
Well, legacy for me. I mean, like.
You trying to change the game, or are you trying to?
I want to be the greatest artist, period, that comes out of Sacramento. That's my goal. I want to be the next, because, like, I mean, I'm not just a producer, too, but, like, you know. Okay, I'll give you this. So, Tyler, the Creator, he's like my hero when it comes to music. I know I said Kanye. Kanye is what, like, sparked me. Like, I've always loved Kanye. That nigga tripping now. I don't know if y'all seen his tweets. But Tyler, the Creator, has been my biggest inspiration, and he's been, he's kept me motivated as an artist, because just how open he is and like, and what he's done for his city and stuff in LA, like, I think he's definitely the greatest out of LA right now. Like, period, point blank. I don't think there's nobody like him. Like, performer, there's nobody really like topping him as a performer right now. People will say like Cardi and Travis Scott. I mean, Travis Scott, cool, but Cardi, all he does is scream on the mic. He could have a better stage presence, but Tyler, I think he's definitely going to be going down as one of the greatest out of LA, for sure. And I want to leave that kind of stamp on my city. Like, are there any, like, really big artists that came out of Sac? Like, I mean, you had Mozzie. Mozzie did go mainstream. And, but, like, I feel like in terms of...
You like, get, like, I feel like if you had A, B, and C, we get a whole lot of C rappers that come out of, like, Sacramento.
Yeah. Whole lot of C's, yeah.
Yeah, like, not worldwide.
I'm trying to be A, you know?
Yeah.
I think Mozzie's a B, maybe. He been low-key, though. He got rich and just tucked off with his family, as he should, you know, coming out the hood. Should be like that. But me, I'm trying to be A. I'm trying to be the Tyler, the Creator of my city. That's the legacy I want to be. And, like, just as an artist in general, you already know how passionate about it. I just want people I really want to prove to myself that I can do it, and just... I believe in myself a lot, and like, cause I've always been kind of insecure about things, like growing up in high school. But this music has helped me like really find myself and really love who I am, and I think it helps me express like my character. So I want people to like see me for me, you know, and just I want to show people like that someone like me can do it too. You know, that's kind of Lexi I want to leave behind. But you, in terms of Slap and Lacking though, we got to leave Lexi behind that too. I think that can be something.
Oh, what's the date of our next Slapping or Lacking event?
That's going to be the last Friday of the next month. Yeah.
So I think that's the 28th of April. Or no, I forgot. The last Friday of April though, this year, 2025, whatever number that is.
Yeah, definitely want to leave a legacy with Slapping or Lacking as far as the producer battles. Bringing people together.
Sick.
You know, I don't be giving as in depth of an answer as my boy does, but I want to do something different. You know, I want to inspire something different as far as how songs are mixed or how they're made. Like when I try to make a beat, I try to make it may not sound right to some people, but I try to do different shit as far as the effects that I use and the sounds that I use. So. Yeah, I just want to be different. That's it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
For sure. Do y'all have any advice before we wrap this up? For anybody who's looking to become a producer or creative? Any advice?
Any advice?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever you want, so go ahead.
I say do whatever you want. Don't be afraid to do what you want. That's all the thing. Do what you want.
That's it? Alright.
That's it.
My advice to you, little motherfuckers, man. Alright. I'm just playing. But, real shit though, like, piggyback off what he was saying, yeah, do what the fuck you want, bro. Like, don't be afraid to just start that thing you want to do that you've been thinking about. If you've been thinking about it for a long time, if it's something that's keeping you up at night or, like, something that you just daydream about, just do that, you know, whatever it is, whatever shit it is you like to do, just do it. I'm not even talking music right now. I'm looking at you too. Whatever it is you want to do, bro, just do it, bro. Like that thing that's just in your mind, do that shit. Fuck everybody, bro. Like, don't do anything to make anybody happy, and don't chase nothing. Only attract energy, bro. Like, only attract the energy. You know, you attracted me. You know, like you put out your media content for the interview. I hit you up. I was like, hey, let's do it, bro. You know, I'm you know, but fuck anybody, bro. Fuck your family, they don't fuck with you, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Friends, like,
hey, for real, the family would be the first one
you gotta lock in.
That will not support you.
You gotta put in work.
That's the truth.
No one's gonna save you, bro. Put in the work. And I haven't done nothing big myself, but I'm definitely not in the same place I was mentally and, you know, physically, like, as I was like 2 years ago, you know. So just do your shit, bro. That's all I gotta say.
Fuck for sure.
Everybody,
we appreciate you coming to the Tsunami Studio, getting an interview in, sharing your insights about producing and such. We'll see you at Slapping and Lacking Part 2.
Hell yeah! Oh, the 25th. That's when it's gonna be. Yeah,
25th.
Let me check the date. Yeah,
all right.
25th.
Slapping and Lacking.
We about to shoot promo tonight too.
So. At City Sound.
What's up?
Is it going to be at City Sound?
Yeah, City Sound. So at City Sound, soundbites, I think we start at like 7 o'clock.
So producer battle, Slapping and Lacking, April 25th, City Sound. Y'all got to slide through. I appreciate y'all.